guest is Kevin Miller. He is the CIO of The Evaluator. Kevin, pleasure to have you on the program. I know that you kind of wrote and programmed this analytical software platform. You use it as the basis for risk-managed strategy, I know. But I'm curious, without divulging, having you divulge too much, given everything you're looking at in the space today, I mean, with trade and rising interest rates, what are the most important, what are the critical data points that you're most closely following?
Well, we look at more of a macro approach, and the area where we're looking for some opportunities, because we're always looking out 3 to 6 months, and the area that has seen the most significant pullback would be European markets, the foreign markets, and then emerging markets. And so we look at the strength of the dollar and what's driving that, and if we see any easing in that direction in the near future, because that's really what's driven emerging markets into a they had a tough month last month, and then this month again they're lagging quite substantially.
Yeah, it's one of the questions I've been trying to tease out of guests the most, which is, does the U.S. Stay firm and you know, do investors go back into some of these beaten down emerging markets and even developed markets, or does the rest of the world drag the U.S. down? In other words, is the U.S. the last man standing or the last domino to fall?
No, I think the U.S. is just way too strong. I really do. I mean, our economy is great. I'm based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I was just in Iowa today speaking with a very relatively large manufacturing firm, and they're talking how they have demand, orders are up, things look good, but they just can't get the people, find the people to fill the jobs, to push the product out the door. I mean, we really haven't seen the full impact of the tax reform, tax cut. Inflation's low. As I mentioned already, unemployment's low. I think, you know, once the tariffs I'm not even concerned about a trade war, but once this gets off the front page and we get rid of this headline, you know, risk, if you'll call it that, I think you're going to see the U.S., I don't want to say will pull everyone else up, but I think people will, the other entities will begin to follow the direction we're going, because I don't see us going backwards for, well, a good year and a half or so.
Yeah, that's what PIMCO was saying about recession 2020. So is that headline risk, as you just described it, the reason that long rates are as low as they are, or the 10-year at 283? I mean, it's curious because you talked about dollar weakness maybe giving you a buy sign for EM, but what about the yield curve? What is that telling us right now?
That is, you're spot on with that. I mean, if you go back to the Fed raised rates the first time in, 7 years or whatever, in December of 2015, they raised them 0.5%. Then they raised again 0.25% in December of 16. And at that time, the federal funds rate was at 0.75%. Right now, it's at 2%. So you've seen a substantial jump in the federal funds rate. At that time, if you look at December 2016, the 10-year Treasury was at 2.45. The 2-year was at 1.2. Since then, the 10-year has seen about a 16% increase. Now, remember, we've had 5 out of 6 quarterly rate increases from the Fed, 5 out of the last 6 quarters. So the 10-year has gone up 16%, where the 2-year has gone up 116%. So if you draw that out, and this is something we looked at and monitor, if that trajectory stays the same, they invert sometime in early Q3 of next year. Now, if that, you know, if this trajectory stays on spot, then that would indicate that within the next 6 to 9 months, we could see a potential for a recession in our country, which would put it in early 2020.
Well, the only thing is that either the Fed might be likely to back off a little bit, or the Trump administration would feel compelled to soften the rhetoric on the trade war, which you say you're not too concerned about, but markets are and have been.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I think this whole thing will get resolved, the trade issue. I look at it kind of like owning a house and having a leaky pipe and there's water dripping, and that's our trade deficit, you know, would be the leak coming out of that pipe, and it's falling in this bucket, and one president looks at it and says, oh, I guess the bucket isn't that full, we won't worry about it. And then the next president comes along, and finally we got a president who says, you know what, that's it, let's fix the pipe. And so I think he's trying to do that. And I don't think he's trying to wipe out the trade deficit, you know, overnight. I think he wants it tempered and at least going the right direction, or try to get it going the right direction where it's not so favorable for the other countries. So I really think that what's ultimately going to happen when we see the markets pulling back as far as we see just over this concern of tariff issues, wait till we get it resolved. I think you're going to see it rebound plus once we get this behind us.
Excellent. Good stuff, Kevin. Thank you so much for being with us. Kevin Miller there, CIO of the Evaluator here on Daybreak Asia. Top of the hour, Brian Curtis and Paul Allen at the controls to guide you through the next hour. They look at top business stories and market action coming up. This is Bloomberg.